Hare Krishna. Today is the appearance day of Madhavacharya, our great Acharya in the line of dualism, who actually continued the line of the Brahma Sampradaya, and in whose line we are technically in, or a part of. And it's also Rambijaya Mahotsava, the Utsav, or the festival of the conquering, or the victory of Lord Ramachandra over Ravana and Sri Lanka, the Rakshasa hordes. Devotees know the story of the Ramayana, as it's told by Valmiki Muni. There are many different versions of Ramayana. Srila Prabhupada considered that Valmiki's version was the most authorized and authentic. And the interesting story of how Valmiki, who was actually a hunter, came to become a sage who spoke the Ramayana is proof of the potency of the Lord's holy name. Narada Muni singled out Valmiki and told him, you should narrate the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. And Valmiki says, well, who am I to do such a thing? I don't know any such thing. I'm not a sage. I'm just a murderer. All I know is killing people. He says, anyway, you do that. With Valmiki continued to protest, and he said, I can't even chant the name of Lord Ram, what to speak of being able to glorify him. So then Narada Muni told him, all right, well, listen, you just sit here and you just say death, 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 Sanskrit meaning mara, mara, over and over again. And of course, when you say mara, mara, then you're also saying Rama, Rama. It's just the order of the syllables between the words. And by speaking like that, indirectly, Valmiki became purified and was able to directly chant the name of Lord Ramachandra. And by the potency of Lord Ramachandra's name, he became the great sage who then narrated the Ramayana. And today, as I was thinking about this festival, which sort of sees its peak, or, well, it's followed by another festival, Diwali, Lord Ramachandra's return to Ayodhya. I'm just reminded of how victory that Krishna talks about in Bhagavad Gita is not something that doesn't come without struggle, without reverses, setbacks, what appear to people to also be failures. But ultimately it comes. In the Gita it says, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yatra Bhatta Durdara. It says, wherever Krishna and Arjuna, there is always victory. But the victory of Bhagavad Gita wasn't just won with a sneeze. It wasn't hands down. The Pandavas had to go into exile. They suffered a life of persecution at the hands of Duryodhana. Finally, when the battle came, then, which was what Bhagavad Gita was all about, Arjuna had to fight. Many, many people had to lose their lives until finally Yudhisthira Maharaj was actually enthroned. So success and victory in our lives and in endeavor doesn't come without sacrifice, doesn't come without austerity, and doesn't come with setbacks. I was thinking of like a book, for instance. In a book, the hero comes out victorious in the end. But in the process, he may be captured, so many things may happen, and then as you read a chapter, the chapter may appear that he's actually defeated. Similarly, in many chapters in our lives, or in chapters in the spreading of Krishna consciousness, it may appear that there are setbacks, that there are defeats, and it leads devotees to sometimes ask, well, I thought Krishna was supposed to be protecting his devotees, but it doesn't seem Does it seem like that's what he's doing? If Krishna's protecting us, why are all these things happening to us? Of course, Hanuman or the monkeys or Arjuna and so on, they didn't ask these particular questions. They didn't approach the subject matter from that perspective, but they knew that whatever the situation was, their business was to have faith in the ultimate conviction that yes, ultimately devotional service, ultimately good, triumphs over evil. But this good triumphing over evil doesn't come, as now mentioned, without a struggle. And we have to be willing to do that. We have to be willing to struggle in order to achieve that. And we have to have faith that will that victory, or the prescribed victory that Krishna plans for, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu plans for, happen in our life? It may not. We may end up being instruments. Many monkeys died before Lord Ramachandra was victorious. So they were willing to play the role, and they were willing to give up their lives in order that Lord Ramachandra then be able to achieve the goal. So it may be that either individuals, not just in terms of chapters in the book, but even individuals who are participating, they may personally not see the victory. They may be part of an apparent injustice. But that doesn't matter to them because they have that confidence, whatever the case may be, but ultimately the Lord's will reigns supreme. If this is the will of the Lord, then let it be like that. Like Jagai and Madai, when they attacked Lord Nityananda, it was inevitable that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda would be victorious, but it looked like a setback. But that was just temporary. And if that was what the Lord wanted, Lord Nityananda was willing to accept that. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to kill Jagai and Madai, and Lord Nityananda said, well, why do you want to kill them? Well, this is happening by your arrangement anyway. So if devotees are hampered, if there's some setback, if there's some loss in our efforts at devotional service, and appears that the forces of injustice and evil are victorious or winning over us, then we should accept that must be the will of the Lord. And so since it's Krishna's will, then I will just accept that for the time being. What is the loss? What is the harm? Another good example is that of Haridas Thakur when he was caned in marketplaces and then thrown into the river for dead. And he was dead. But the Lord then brought him back to life again. He never lost faith, and neither did he stop chanting Hare Krishna, which was for which he was actually being beaten. So this type of real, resolute faith and determination is something that we must really have that conviction in. Just as Lord Ramachandra is sent out into exile, and then Sita Devi is stolen. And it appears that, whoa, what is, what's going on here? Why is this happening? If we look at it in a certain time frame, and many years went by, then someone with weak faith may have doubts, like Jatayu. Jatayu was also one of those who never really saw the end result of Lord Ramachandra's victory. He fell to Ravana's sword. Ravana killed him. But he played his role. He played his duty. It was while the cards were down, and it appeared that Ravana was getting everything, and Lord Ramachandra was falling into, I was going to say depression, but it's not that he was depressed, but he was just falling into sorrow, his pastime of being depressed and sorrow for losing his wife. And Jatayu played his role. He played his instrument. He was also convinced, yes, Ram will get Sita back. Ram will become victorious. How could it be otherwise? But if in the meantime, in that particular chapter, one has to be part of the drama of the Lord losing, then so be it. That's also part of Krishna consciousness. That's also part of Naralila. It's also part of the pastime of the Lord. So in our service and mission of spreading Krishna consciousness, of being part of this Krishna consciousness movement, we have to have that implicit faith that yes, Krishna is always victorious, that devotional service is always victorious. Whether that victory comes in a week, a month, 50 years, 100 years, it's up to Krishna. But ultimately, Krishna's in charge. No one else is in charge. And if he's allowing some type of temporary setback for non-devotional elements, it's his leela, it's his pastime, something that we accept, and we know that with real determination in Krishna consciousness and with real faith that in the ways and the end result of the Lord's pastimes, that we come out victorious. Whether we live or die, we're victorious. Jatayu was victorious. He lost his fight with Ravana. He didn't see Lord Ram's victory, but he went back home, back to Godhead. He's victorious. Those who are transcendentalists, they see that. Those who aren't, they may have doubts. But today, on this Ram Vijay Mahotsava, then we don't have any doubts. We remember how Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna, always guide us on the path of victory, and whatever appears from the material point of view is always victory from the transcendental point of view for those of faith. Hare Krishna.